ist das schön. Die höchste Eisenbahn mit Blume auf Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Am morgigen Samstag, meine Damen und Herren, wird hier auf der Antenne die Premiere einer ganz besonderen neuen Flux FM Show gefeiert. Meine Damen und Herren, ich verkünde es hier an dieser Stelle offiziell. Ab morgen Samstag, den 8. April 2017, wird Ray Cokes, der sagenumwobene, der legendäre, der auch in Musikerkreisen geschätzte Ray Cokes, er wird hier auf Flux FM eine eigene Show moderieren, ohne Cameraman Rob und ohne MTV-Logo, aber dafür mit guter Musik aus der Flux FM Plattenkiste. Jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio, ihr habt seine Stimme schon gehört. Welcome, Ray Cokes.
Thank you, Vincent. I understood what you were saying by your big smile. That's
yes,
about it, really.
It was all positive.
Positive, very nice of you.
Positive
very nice
vibes.
Of you. Lovely, good, that's what we like.
Yeah, and it's good to have you here. How are you doing today?
Thank you, I'm good. I'm really like proud to be on Flux.
Really?
I am. I mean, it's the best radio show in radio station in Berlin. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not a young man anymore. And here I am on Flux FM doing a show I really want to do. So these are happy days.
Cool. Yeah, it's happy days for us too. Because I was thinking, actually, we're all really happy to welcome you as a part of the Flux FM family.
Thank you.
And I wanted to know, though, how did the whole thing happen? How did our bosses coax you into doing a show?
You know what I'm saying? Very good. Did you write that this morning?
No, actually, Katja wrote that one for me because I was like, I used the word force you.
Coax is better.
Yeah. In this case, coax is better.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've known Mona for a long time, one of the big bosses here, and Marcus, not so, and I don't know Marcus as well, but I know them. And unlike most other people in this business, and I'm not just saying this because you know me, I mean, I tell it like it is, they are really good people. And
one could say that, yeah.
You don't meet a lot of good people in this business. You meet snakes, you meet assholes, you meet people who promise you something and then nothing happens. And they said that they were very interested to meet me. And I thought, well, I'll come and say hello anyway. I'm in Berlin. And we sat down. I didn't expect anything at all. It was just, hey, Mona, Marcus, nice to meet you. Nice to see you again. Yeah. How are you doing? And then slowly in the conversation came, well, we're doing this new 90s thing with X Radio.
Uh-huh.
And they probably, if there was a camera in there, you would have seen my face sink because I think, No,
please
not nostalgia.
Don't.
Come on. Yeah, 1990s. Yeah. I mean, I listen to modern music all of the time.
Yes.
I'm on Spotify every week for hours trying to find some good stuff.
Yes.
And so they said, well, we'd like you to do something with the X Radio app. And I thought, well, okay. But, and then suddenly this like flash from out of nowhere came into my head and said, Ray, stop fighting it. Embrace it.
Yes.
Stop fighting it.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, on one condition, can I have a radio show as well?
Wow.
And they said, no, that was all, we want you to do a radio show.
Okay.
But I will not do nostalgia, Mona.
Yeah.
Marcus, I won't do that. So let me go home, think about it. And if I come up with an idea that I'm happy with, then I'll present it to you.
Yes.
So a couple of days later, after some reflection at home, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I came up with this crazy idea, which sounded fantastic in the nighttime. I thought it was rubbish in the morning.
That's the way I reflect every night. Same feeling there.
Write down millions of great ideas when you're at home, relaxing, and then the next day they're rubbish.
Yeah.
But this one actually stuck, and I thought, I think I've got a good idea here. It's nostalgic without being nostalgic.
Yeah. I don't know how much we can reveal about that show.
Neither
that's going to air tomorrow.
Good
for
question.
The first time.
Yes.
So I mean, do you have a strict plan that you're going to follow? Because back in the MTV days, some of the stuff seemed improvised. You have a feeling for a moment. So you basically, I think you can kill your darlings in the script without having hard feelings.
No, you're right.
You've practiced that.
You're right. That was a big part of MTV, all the work I did there. It burnt directors and producers because we had a script for 90 minutes and I would throw most of it out when we were live because you react to a phone call, you react to an interview, you react to some video you've just seen. And so you don't do anything. But here, to be honest with you, for my first show on Saturday morning and probably for the second one, played a bit safe.
Okay.
Got a playlist, stuff I put together. Which is another great luxury. How many times do you get to choose your own music?
Yes.
You know? And so I'm playing music that will shock a few Flux listeners probably.
Good.
What's that?
That's good.
But it's all good music. It's no crap. There's a couple of rubbish, but mostly it's very, very good music. And you're right. I don't know how much we can give away. It's just basically going to be a nostalgic show, let's say that, about the 90s.
Yeah.
And
It's going to be a nostalgic show without nostalgia in it.
Without me, a 59-year-old man, sitting in front of the microphone going, now, this is Ray Coakes. Do you remember when Nirvana first released their album in 1992? Well, what a great song that was. And the bass sound, of course, produced by... It's not going to be like that.
That's good.
It's going to be sillier
just
and
fell
fun.
Asleep for a few seconds, Ray.
So lie, actually.
So that's a good thing. Oh, man, I'm really excited to be listening to the first episode.
Yeah, but you know what it's like,
show.
Winston? Don't listen, really, because it's the first episode. Well, yeah. You should, because it's the first episode is not what the fifth episode
that's
is going to be.
That's true. But I mean, if you listen into the fifth episode as your first, you're not going to sound as human, you know, because it's going to be perfection. It's going to be German efficiency.
True.
In a radio show with an Englishman on the mic.
Although
and people
hardly
be like, what is he doing? Is he a robot? It's so perfect.
No, I never get to perfection. Come on, you're talking to me. And also, I'm talking in English on a Berlin radio station.
That's nice, though.
But I feel a bit guilty.
Why?
Because I should be speaking the local language.
Oh, you can put in a word here or there.
I'll
you
put
can
up
say
little
Icke
phrases.
Instead of I, maybe.
Yeah, ich habe eine Frage.
Yeah,
there you go.
See?
I mean, look,
you've practiced that on the Reeperbahn review thingy.
Exactly, I did. Yes. Okay.
It's a nice thing. But there was a camera involved. Are you going to actually miss the camera? Because, I mean, you've interacted with the camera back in the MTV days.
Yeah.
You've done some radio in between, so you know how to work without one. But, I mean, it was an integral part of your TV show, and it was like an integral part of the Ray Coakes thing, if you want to...
Yeah, being, you know, when I do theatre, when I do television, of course, the camera is my best friend. That's what I play to and play for.
Yeah.
And if there's a live audience, they serve as the camera.
True.
And I guess, you know, on the radio, the biggest challenge for you guys, for the real professional DJs, is to make pictures. And so I do find it quite a challenge to sit there and come up with to create some sort of image in the listener's head. But let's see how I get on Saturday morning. I think the main thing is that I've got fantastic music to back me up.
Yeah.
So,
and there's one song that you've actually brought into the studio with you right now, and it's the new Gorillaz single.
Yeah, I really love it. Damon Albarn is one of my big heroes, and I know him quite well. I've met him billions of times, and it's always the same. Every time I meet him, it's like I'm meeting for the first time and I get very starstruck. It's quite weird, but he's a very special guy, and he's so super talented.
He's a fucking genius.
Unbelievable.
One has to say
genius,
it like that.
Yeah. He's probably the best songwriter around at the moment, I think.
Yeah.
And here we are back with the Gorillaz. I don't like all of the new stuff I've heard so far, but this one...
Yeah, and the funny story behind that song is that it's been co-written by...
Noel fucking Gallagher.
No, it has not.
Yes, it has. You've done some research.
Yes, I mean, that We Got the Power is a song about overcoming hate and falling in love with each other. Although you hated each other way back when, maybe.
Yes, yeah.
And then it
seriously,
happened.
Noel co-wrote it.
Noel co-wrote it. He came up with the guitar lick.
Genius.
Yeah.
I was around a long time with Damon at the time of the Britpop and hanging out with Damon and Blur at that time. And remember that very, very famous comment that Noel made that I hope Graham and Damon die of AIDS.
Yeah.
And that really, really hurt Damon for years.
Yeah.
I mean, and Noel, of course, now regrets it. What a stupid thing to have said.
Yeah. And then it's a strong move of Damon to kind of like open his arms to, because I would have been like, even 20, 25 years later, I would have been like, no, that was too hard, man.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Sort of difficult to forgive, impossible to forget. That sort of stuff.
True. But this song is the result.
That's
of
great.
Forgiveness.
And as you say, that's the whole message behind the song. Now it even means even more to me. It's got a great beat too.
I mean, it's one of my favorite days on this very station because I had some research results that I could present to you.
Ray Coakes. I'm well impressed. Well impressed.
Die Gorillaz mit We Got the Power featuring Jenny Beth. Ray Coakes ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Wir haben ganz kurz auch jetzt über Noel Gallagher und Damon Albarn gesprochen und die Fights, die sie in den 90er Jahren hatten. Jetzt hat Noel Gallagher ja mitgeschrieben an der neuen Single We Got the Power für die Gorillaz. It's a crazy story.
That's
with
great.
Those two guys. And when one's listening to that music, one realizes things have changed in the last 20 to 25 years.
That's for sure.
And the music industry has changed. The way we listen to music, everything has changed.
Yep.
And there's musicians who embrace the new situation and they're like, I feel more free now and I can do whatever I want. I don't have to ask anyone in the record company anymore. Others are like, oh, I actually like the money as well.
Yes.
You know?
And the support.
And the support.
And also, I think it's much more difficult to get noticed now. I mean, they all say, oh, it's so easy. You just post something online. Yeah, but so do billions of other people.
That's
do
true.
That.
Yeah.
One thing that I'm glad that I didn't have in the live days of MTV and subsequently in Paris when I did TV shows is this live commenting.
Yeah.
Because it's
right?
so...
Yeah, especially in TV shows, they do it now all the time. Like there's Twitter accounts in the picture, and they hate you, and you have to keep talking. I mean, that's crazy.
I don't know what it's like for you, Winston, but if you look online and you see 100 comments of something you've done, 99 of them are super positive, and one is really negative. Yeah. It's the negative one, you remember?
Totally.
It's horrible.
Yeah. So, you have to get a thick skin. When it comes to these
too
things,
too late for me. I'm getting older, so my skin is even getting thinner. My bones are getting breaking. You know, I mean, you know,
it's a sad thing.
I have to have a nap now.
This interview has been going too long.
I'm knackered.
Can I take a nap? No, but you seem to enjoy the kind of freedom that one has as a recipient of music in 2017. You're using Spotify a lot. You just told me.
Yep.
And I mean, for a listener, it's kind of a great time, and for some musicians. It is too, but it's changed. It's definitely changed.
You know, I'm one of the old school guys, of course, because I had the luxury of going to record shops and where you would go in and a guy would get to know you or the girl behind the counter, and they'd get to play, oh, you want to listen to this? This is coming this week.
Yeah.
And you spend hours in your little booth with your headphones on.
True.
Now you can't do that, but you can go on Spotify or, you know, you can go on an app.
Yeah.
But the trouble is you have to spend hours and hours and hours sifting through shit to get the little diamonds. There's no one guiding you, really. Yeah. I miss that.
Yeah, and that's the reason why we invented the whole Flux Music app, because there's 25 channels that we curated with our minds and our souls in our hands.
No algorithms. Real human brains.
Yeah, and I really think that's helpful because, as you said, it's confusing to be alone on the internet and to be trying to find those diamonds on your own.
It really is,
That's why we invented the Flux Music app, and the X Music channel is going to be on there as well with the 90s stuff as well.
I'm getting a little bit involved in that, hopefully more and more. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be doing some little idents and things. I think they're going to put my show on there as well.
Cool.
And I'm going to be doing a thing called 6 degrees of separation, because everybody knows about that, about that we're all connected. Within
six people.
Yeah, via six people or six events, something. So I'm going to be able to connect someone like Gorillaz to Natalie Imbruglia in the 90s.
Oh,
I'll do it.
Okay,
somehow,
cool.
If I do enough research.
Yeah.
So I'll be playing around with the X app, because, of course, that's a great way to listen to music as well on the go.
I had Slow Dive in here on Monday. I talked to Slow Dive and I told them about the show and the plans for the show, and their bassist was freaking out. He's like, Ray Cokes? Really?
Really?
That's good. So we already have one listener.
Fantastic.
He's somewhere... In another country, though, but he's going to be listening.
All you need is one listener.
Yeah, I mean, it's a start.
It's a start. And we can build from there. I'm looking really forward to it. It's a great opportunity for me. And I would not have done this, seriously, if they'd asked me to do something with the 80s, because there's a lot of crap music in the 80s. But the 90s, there's still some really good stuff.
That's true. And the 90s were inventive when it comes to new genres. Yep. You know, all the crossover stuff happened for the first time. Yep. And metalheads played music with rappers and stuff.
Yeah, so it'd be good to get some younger people listening in and saying, oh, wow, that's, you know, because there's a lot of stuff around now. You have to be careful when you get older.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of my friends are those guys that say, oh, well, Pink Floyd was the best band ever, you know, but that's rubbish. I listen to modern music all of the time. But you do tend to hear stuff now and you think, well, that sounds a bit like this in the 90s and a bit like that.
That's true. It's the thing that you have when you were there in the 90s.
Yep.
You probably realize that there's one or two elements of that old school music in some new tunes or
exactly.
something like that.
Although you must remember, Winston, if you were there in the 90s, you spent a lot of your time in a field raving. So some of your brain cells are not working so well anymore.
Yeah, but the cool thing about that raving part is that I don't remember it.
Exactly. I just remember turning up, and that's what I remember.
So it's going to be tomorrow at 10, from 10 to 12.
Yep.
And it's going to be every Saturday on Flux FM.
Well, unless they fire me because I'm rubbish.
I don't think they will.
You never know.
I don't think. The only thing that can happen is that you get too much attention, I get jealous, and I'll put a little poison in your coffee or something.
Ah, so
you know?
Don't come having a drink with you anymore then.
Yeah.
No. I think you're safe. I've heard your work. You're a much better interviewer than I am.
No.
Yes, I've heard it.
But a thing that I really wanted to talk to you about is the way you did interview bands, because you kind of reinvented the way to interview and present a band. Is there something like a basic idea behind your interviews? Is there something that's the most important thing when you want to do a great interview?
Yeah, I think so. I think there is. I've never, ever, ever been asked that in my life, and probably I shouldn't give away anything. Not that I know anything, but when I do a lot of bands that I haven't met, and I think it's the same with an audience, I use the same ethic. Some people go to journalist school and learn techniques and NLP, neuro-linguistic techniques of how to manipulate and influence people and how to open them up. I never did that, but it's just the same as with an audience. think you have to look, get them in the first 30 seconds to trust you. Because if you do that, then you can do anything.
Yeah.
And my other thing is always, and I think a lot of, when you watch a lot of YouTube sessions with young kids interviewing people, it's rubbish.
Yeah.
And they don't get anything. It's do your research, do masses of research, masses and masses and masses, and then don't use it. But if the artist is a little bit difficult, just go back to their work and then you'll get them back again. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I have all this research in my head. I start off completely left field, something completely different. I want to talk about them. I look in their eyes. Trust me, okay? Yeah. I am going to look stupid. If anyone looks stupid, it's going to be me, not you. And then if I feel that they're really not into me or really not following on, just talk about their work.
Yeah.
And then you've got them back.
It's good. It's good. It's good. These are good tips. I'm going to write them down.
I should never have told you.
No. But I've used the research trick because I've realized. And I once was on the other side of the desk and got interviewed by a person who didn't know anything about my music.
See, it's terrible.
And that felt so shitty that I, for myself, decided to always do research.
It's the best because if you don't respect the artist and you have, you know, no respect for their work, then they're not going to respect you.
And they're artists. They're sensitive souls.
Exactly. We're all super sensitive.
Not all of them. Some of them are assholes, but you know what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you notice those pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's true. Ray Cox, meine Damen und Herren, ab morgen jeden Samstag von 10 bis 12. Es wird eine Show sein, die ganz ohne Nostalgie auskommt. Vielleicht gibt es aber den ein oder anderen nostalgischen Minimoment, der durchschimmern wird. Es wird neue Musik geben, es wird über ältere Musik gesprochen. Und das Ganze wird im Ray Cox typischen Style stattfinden. Da freuen wir uns sehr drüber. Morgen geht's los um 10 Uhr hier auf Flux FM. Wiederholungen des Ganzen könnt ihr über unseren Flux Music Channel dann nochmal nachhören. Wer noch mehr Infos braucht, der geht jetzt auf fluxfm.de. Dort sind alle wichtigen Informationen nochmal zusammengefasst. Und ihr könnt außerdem auch auf facebook.com/fluxfm gucken und uns Tweets schicken. @FluxFM. Thank you, Ray.
What a flow you just had there.
Yes.
And you just used half of your billions of brain cells for that link.
That sounded flowy, but you know, I don't know. We'll listen to your show tomorrow from
morning,
10 on.
10 to, and it's repeated on Monday at some time.
I'm excited. Yeah, yeah. Just told people.
Yep, good.
And if they miss the show tomorrow, they can look up all the rerun dates on FluxFM.de. Thank you. Bye-bye,
Thank
Ray.
You very much for having me. Bye. Cheers.